What is the redeeming quality? The redeeming quality of life. The redeeming quality of anything. It's easy for us to look at movies, and after we watch the movie, the video, or whatever, we say, now, what was the redeeming quality in that video? What was the redeeming quality in that movie? What was the redeeming quality that the actors were attempting to get across to the audience? Were they trying to get across to the audience that the pathos, the emotion, the feelings, or were they trying to get across to the audience subtleties that we don't always recognize because they are sort of tucked away in what the actors do and in what people do in our everyday life? When a wife kisses her husband, that's a very subtle thing, a very beautiful thing. She kisses her husband as he comes to the dinner table, or as he comes home at night at work or something. Or she kisses him passionately. And all of these things have definite meaning to it. Now, what is the quality of these, the redeeming quality of these things? The redeeming quality of these things is that life goes on, and all these things are happening around us, and most of the time we don't even know it. But the big point is this. If you are a loving person, you will create loving incidents and loving actions in your life, because you'll create everybody being a loving person and doing loving things. You'll create everyone living to their highest and best. You'll create everyone as a marvelous and joyous experience, because that's what you are. You can only have out of a movie redeeming qualities if they are first in you. You can only have redeeming qualities out of relationships if it is first in you. And if you don't take care of that, if you don't keep these redeeming qualities out aware in your heart, you may miss them. Now, it's okay. It's okay if you have an experience. Now, Ellen is having a redeeming quality. Now, she is. Now, Ellen is the dog, Rex. He goes in the kitchen and he's cleaning out a bowl that's already cleaned out. It was left on the floor. She didn't pick it up. And so he went into it and tried to get something else out of it and made a big noise. And I said, so she picked up the bowl. Then Rex says, but I want to play. So he picked up her shoe from under her chair and carried it around and said, come, play. And so she chased after him and got his shoe. We have redeeming qualities. Now, does Ellen love Rex? Yes. Does Ellen think that Rex is just a great guy? Yes. Does Ellen give Rex everything that she can? Do you? Do I? Do we look at everything in life and purposefully ask ourselves, what's the redeeming quality of these things? Now, you watch a movie, it's a very emotional movie, and it has people going through some very emotional experiences, and you get teary-eyed, or you get laughter, or you get sorrow, or you get all sorts of feelings. Now, are you benefiting yourself in doing that? Are you benefiting yourself in allowing a movie to bring emotions into your life? Well, that's what you watch them for, because you want to have those emotions. You want to have those feelings. People like to watch violent movies, or they like to watch travel adventure movies, or they like to watch romantic movies, or the classic movies. They like to watch all these things. And what are they watching? They are watching their own emotions. They're watching their own experiences of things that they'd like to do. Now, instead of watching these movies, which are not a bad thing, but instead of watching these movies, if we were to go out and look in our life, look in our everyday affair, look at when Ellen looks down at Rex and Rex looks up at her with his big brown eyes, she melts. And she says, what do you want? Anything you want, just name it. I'll give you a steak. And she feels like that. She doesn't do it because she knows that a steak is not what the dog really is good for him, but he thinks it's good for him. Just like we think lots of things are good for us, but they're not really good for us. And we give a treat to our dog, and we give things. Now, Cesar Millan has been having a program on working with dogs, and he's very knowledgeable and very successful with it. And he has a little treat. It's a tiny little treat. And it's just a taste. But it is so compelling and so overwhelming that you give that taste to the dog, and that's like giving him a steak. That's like giving him something special. And you and I, we have had things like that occasionally, where we just had a little taste, like an after-dinner mint. You know, it's just a little mint. And yet, it makes such a difference for your flavor in your mouth and your feeling. And you, oh, that tastes so good. And it's not a lot of calories or sugar or anything, but it's just so good. It changes all of the foods that you've eaten into one delicious meal. And the mint seems to be the frosting on the cake, the cake itself. We can live our lives with an awareness of these things if we wish. We've been training ourselves to find the redeeming qualities of movies that we watch. Now let's train ourselves to find the redeeming qualities in the life that we're living. We have friends. Ellen has been writing to a number of different people who are asking for treatment. And being a good practitioner, she always answers them. And the first thing she says, all is in divine order. And then she says, put your thought in divine order. Put your attitude in divine order. If you think of the person as having a need or a sickness or an illness, then you are just compounding the sickness or illness. But if you can say, all is in divine order, as Jesus would say to those who came to him, what do you want from me? I am the Christ. I can only see purity, perfection, divine right order. Now, do you want me to see something different than that? No, 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 no. Well, we should be the same way. Because if we look at someone and we see their illness, we are not helping them. So if we see all in divine order, my, how pure our eyes must be. How wonderful we must be to be able to do that. Now, we may have our own problems. We may have our own areas where we're working on, and that's okay too. But the thing is, we look at the redeeming quality of everything. Is there ever a redeeming quality for having a bad instance in our life? Is there ever a redeeming quality for having an illness? Is there ever a redeeming quality for having a person brought to us who has some great need and we are supposed to work with them on it? Yes and no. The redeeming quality is that we are seeing everything all in divine order. Now, the non-redeeming quality, if you could call it that, is when we enter into the problem, when we acknowledge the problem, when we recognize the problem, then we have a problem. We watched a video the other night, and a number of times the doctor said, there's nothing more that can be done. This is our medical profession. This is what it can be done. And then the person who was a friend was listening, and they went to the person who was ill and said, miracles happen. This is, you'll come through this just fine. Miracles happen. I believe in you. Miracles happen. And they came through. And the doctor said, I don't know how it happened. There's not a sign of it. It's as though the illness had never been there in the first place. It's just amazing. It's just unbelievable. Well, the friend didn't have to use their medical profession to analyze and give a treatment to the patient. A friend goes in with their heart filled with love and wholeness and all in divine order, and they're in. The patient comes out whole and perfect. And this happens often. And it happens even when you don't know it. Ellen has called many people and said, all is in divine order. And then sometimes the people call back later And they say, I just thought about what you said, that all is in divine order. And my niece was healed, my husband was healed, or my friend was healed. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Well, now, Ellen was just living what she believes. And she shared what she believed. Now, she didn't know that the husband or the niece or the friend was ill. She may have been aware of it at one point, but the thing is, she always said, all is in divine order. All she did is to look at that family, as well as her own family and her own world, and see everything in divine order, and so it is. That's the redeeming quality of knowing who you are. The redeeming quality of anyone calling upon you, they're reminding you to remember who you are, not the appearance, but who you are. And you look beyond the appearances, you look beyond all of the expressions, and you see that the divinity is there. All is in divine order. All is beautiful. All is good. You know that, you are that, and you enjoy that. But the thing is, it's something you have to do. It's something we don't stop being a mathematician once we've learned math, just because we're not using it. As you say, once you learn how to ride a bicycle, you can always ride a bicycle. Mm-hmm. Once you learn how to do anything, you can always do it. Well, teach yourself to be positive, uplifting, rewarding to yourself, redeeming to all of the world about you. You redeem the world. You bring it back to its original purity and integrity. That's what redeem means. Redeem doesn't mean change. It means to express the divine idea now. Let's each one of us express our divine idea and be the redeeming quality of our life. I love you. I love you. I love you.